Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie. Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
Well, the news this week has been full of speculation about the Leaving Cert this year. Will it go ahead? Won't it? And that uncertainty is a cause of stress for students, their parents and their teachers. And now another issue has arisen because we received an email into the office during the week from an ag science teacher in the west of Ireland about the new agricultural science Leaving Cert curriculum that is being examined for the very first time this year. And there's about 8,000 students around the country that are due to sit it. Between the pandemic, disrupted schooling and delays in finding out the course requirements, this teacher told us that the situation is enormously difficult and stressful on the students and their teachers. Well, I've been speaking to Johnny Gleeson of the Irish Agricultural Science Teachers Association, and I asked him to explain the problem.
This new course started last year, so with the fifth years who are now this year's current sixth years. So maybe just to kind of focus on them for a while, they would have received their brief for their new project where they have to create their own experiments through a lens of sustainability. And this brief came late, so put students on the back foot. And then obviously, as we know, last March, we had the start of the pandemic, so they missed schooling. And now they're in a position where after missing another month, so they're 4 months gone behind on their schooling. So their project might have been put on the back burner a bit in some cases. Now we're back in lockdown. We have issues in terms of they can't travel more than 5 kilometres from their home, so they couldn't get to a farm if they're doing a project on a farm. They can't go to shops to buy seeds to grow plants. There's a lot of issues around completing the IS. It's meant to be completed with the teacher overviewing it all, and some teachers might find that difficult now from being at home, trying to contact students, see how they're getting on the project. So it is very difficult. There was a circular put out during the week there, and we were a bit disappointed that Ag Science wasn't pushed back in terms of deadlines like some other courses have been.
So this is a new course which was introduced after the old one was scrapped, which was way out of date. So it was a welcome change back in 2019. But what you're saying really is that the work has not been done, and at this stage it will be leaving it very, very late to actually test or examine students on something that they have barely seen to themselves.
This course has had a few teething problems before COVID ever came on the scene. When this new course came along, we completely welcomed it. It's brilliant in some aspects, but I guess to learn about sustainability, the environment, a much more rounded view of agriculture and where it's going. But this IAS, it's thrown a lot of teachers. We recently surveyed all our members, and we've well over 200 responses. And 83% of teachers strongly feel they were affected by COVID in completing the IAS. So that's a major cohort of teachers that have found it some way difficult to do this project during the COVID with their students.
Is there any way that students could be examined without the requirement or the need to actually go out to a farm or put together a project?
Well, currently, as it stands, the project is worth 25%, and a lot of students rely on their marks to get their pass in the subject. This new project is a complete change from the old. It is an experiment they have to devise themselves. They have to collect data. They have to then reference this data with other materials and draw a conclusion. So it's a big change to the old project, and it's a very difficult situation in terms of getting it done and making sure students are ready. In terms of the course and getting them ready for a Leaving Cert, that is what we all want. We want to get our students best prepared. But then again, we do have issues with what we have to teach, to what level they should be teaching. One learning outcome asks for us to teach the role of microorganisms in the rumen. But that's all we've been told to teach. Like, that could easily be a PhD in UCD. So we need to know what level we need to teach the course to as well. That's another slight problem we're having.
Okay, what's the next step, and how soon do you need some guidance and clarification in relation to this before a final decision will have to be made on behalf of students and teachers in relation to how this is actually going to be examined if the Leaving Cert goes ahead?
We will be having a meeting with the department just in terms of our new course and how it's been rolled out and what changes, but what we need to be done to help us teach this new course. And we welcome that. And if there's any Ag Science teachers listening and they haven't filled out that survey, I would encourage them to do so, because it's given us the hard evidence to go back to the department and say, look, these are the issues. Like 20% of teachers surveyed aren't very confident in dealing with these new learning outcomes. 67% aren't confident in getting all the learning outcomes covered before the leaving cert in June. So there is worry there with teachers, there's worry there with students, and the sooner we have our meeting, which is due to take place in the coming days, the sooner we'll hopefully get some help and clarification from the department on this.
All right, that was Johnny Gleeson of the Irish Agricultural Science Teachers Association. And if you're a parent or student involved in this and worried about it, you can go to iasta.ie. That's iasta.ie to have a look at their survey there. Now, we did contact the Department of Agriculture, or the Department of Education, sorry, for a comment. And as we came in air, we hadn't received a response.